Let's talk footy, MG, and last night, another upset in the NRL. They're tough to pick. Well, if your name's not Jesse, they're tough to pick. We picked the Broncos. Jesse May, thumping win over South Sydney at Accor Stadium, MG.
Well, this wasn't just a win. This was a demolition. This was an absolute demolition. 32 points to 12 of last year's grand finals, the Rabbitohs. Adam Reynolds, my goodness, rubbed salt into his old team's wounds by saying, "Why'd you let me go? Why?" Scoring a try, setting up two, but their defence was epic, the Broncos. Look, I've got to say, they're now sitting in sixth position. I know that there's a lot of games to come, but the Broncos, the baby Broncos, they're just they're showing a tenacity that they haven't shown for the last couple of years, and I tell you what, I'm loving it. As for South Sydney, the worst decision they've ever made in their history, in their long and illustrious history, was letting go of Adam Reynolds.
Yep.
I just cannot believe it. He was... Whoever made that decision, you should walk away from the club right now and you should sack yourself.
Yes. I would have liked to see him kiss the Broncos emblem on his jersey after the try, but here it was.
Flegler stands in the tackle, wants to offload, does. Carrigan down the middle. Oh. Dark gets a beautiful offload. No. Reynolds, Reynolds scores! Adam Reynolds! The moment is his as Adam Reynolds is live.
And a beautiful moment last night, MG, as well, when the crowd were booing Adam Reynolds. The Souths fans were booing him, which is odd because I think he wanted to stay.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Harsh.
He was lining up the conversion. The crowd are booing him. He turned to referee Adam G and said, "Oh, I thought they loved me." And the ref said, "Mate, I can tell you they definitely don't love me."
It's such a raw and relatable emotion, though, to be like rejected or like told to go away from something and then to have your revenge. Like it's so nice to see because we've all been rejected. We just all haven't had revenge.
Well, it is
that
sweet.
That was sweet last night. Yeah, that was too sweet. And then South Sydney, they've lost now five games. They lost five games all of last year when they got to the grand final. They've already lost five in nine rounds. Panic stations for Rabbitohs.
We'll see what happens. But moving on to tonight, of course, it's the blockbuster sold out. Penrith v Parramatta in Penrith. And Parramatta great Nathan Hindmarsh is going to join us. We'll preview that game after 8 o'clock this morning. Let's
it's
put
so
our
nice.
Eyes on to tonight's game, though. It's a sellout in Penrith, an absolute blockbuster. Penrith v Parramatta. Freddie was on the show yesterday and had this to say.
How good going out of Penrith at the moment?
Oh.
It's just unreal. It's the best ticket in Sydney. Regardless of the score, the Panthers, the way they play, they just sort of bring everyone into the evening, and I love going out there at the moment.
Mouth-watering tonight, MG.
Well, the vibe in Penrith at the moment is palpable. You know, the last couple of seasons, this team has been on fire. Obviously, 2020, they got beaten by the Storm. They beat the South Sydney Rabbitohs last year in the grand final. Now the vibe in the city is pumping. And tonight's game, as Freddie said, you get out there and the atmosphere, it sold out a week ago. They have Moses Leota coming back. They had Brian Tottle coming back into the team. Look, I think Penrith will win, but I just think this team we're watching right now is something very, very special.
Well, how do we beat you buggers, though, MG? Like, is there any chance for the Eels to get over the juggernaut of the
Panthers?
Of
course. Look, they always have tight games, and Parramatta always lift a bit when they're playing their neighbours. Parramatta have got to do a Penrith on Penrith. Penrith always, they strangle their opponents by their kicking game and their kick chase. They kick deep into the corners, they rush down, and they just suffocate you with their defence. Parramatta's kicking game tonight has got to be on song. Mitchell Moses, if Parramatta have to win, he's got to be man of the match.
Yeah.
Because I know the forwards, Campbell Gillard, Paulo, Lane, Papalihi, they'll hold their own. But as far as, you know, as far as the experimentation of the halves go and coming up with plays after play after play, Mitch Moses and Dylan Brown hold the key tonight if they're going to win. If Parramatta have to beat Penrith tonight, if they indeed will try and win tonight, Dylan Brown and Mitch Moses have got to play the games of their life.